Throughout scriptures, prophecy is used to get us to think about the path we may be on. The scripture readings are using it today. Malachi prophesies a separation of the good and the evildoers. The evildoers and the proud will be set on fire. The good will experience the sun of justice. Our Lord uses prophecy in the gospel. He mentions destruction of the temple. This would have gotten their attention real quick because the temple was so magnificent that they couldn't believe anything could destroy it. One commentator says, it was covered all over with plates of gold and great weight, and at first rising of the sun reflected back a very fiery splendor and forced men to look away just as they would the sun. At a distance, it would appear as a mountain covered with snow, for what was not covered in gold, it was exceedingly white. It was unthinkable that the temple could be destroyed. He goes on to mention the fact that there will be wars and insurrections. Clearly, he is describing times of great peril. Then he says these startling words, "Do not be terrified. Yes, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes, famines, and plagues, awesome sights and mighty signs from the sky. But do not be terrified." How could you not be terrified at these events? He gives us the answer as the gospel goes on. He starts talking about persecution. Is it any type of persecution? No. It is persecution for following Christ. They will hand you over because of my name. Simply, those who stand for the faith will be persecuted and handed over. What he implies is the fact that these wars and insurrections and troubles are not what is important. Are you going to stand with me? Are you going to stand with Christ? If we don't, it doesn't matter if we have lost house and home, all our possessions. We have lost everything. We have lost our soul. So he says, do not be terrified. It doesn't matter those things are taken away from you. Know your faith and stand up for it. He will be with us when doing so. Do not worry about what you are to say, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute, he says in Scripture. Our Lord is saying if we stay close to him and follow him, we will be made fun of, ridiculed, things thrown at us, scowled at, and persecuted for standing up for his truth. In fact, it was Dr. Scott Hahn, a great theologian of our day, that says in these persecutions and wars and insurrections mentioned, the Lord is setting a pattern for the life of the church. Precisely the fact that these things exist is a direct result of following Christ, for the world is against him. We recall the words he said before Pilate, "My kingship is not of this world. If my kingship were of this world, my servants would fight, that I might not be handed over to the Jews. But my kingship is not from the world." We recall the type of battle it is from St. Paul. "For you are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." We are in a spiritual battle for souls. Today's society, without saying, there is a great persecution of the faith. Is this the final persecution before the end? Only God knows. God is being pushed out everywhere. Truth is being trampled underfoot, even by those who should know better. Our Lord is saying, though, no matter what the world throws at us, even the taking of your life, it doesn't matter. Do not be terrified. At the end of the gospel, he states, "By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." Know your faith to be able to stand up for it in any battle. Our faith is a great gift. Do we treat it as one? We make things of the world important. What about our faith? If we don't have faith, we have nothing. Know your faith. Help those who don't have the faith come to the faith. Do not be afraid to go into battle for the faith. The Lord will be there, right there with you. Now is the time for perseverance and courage. There is a lot of confusion today of what truth is. Truth has always had a name. That name is Jesus Christ. He gave us the deposit of faith, given to his church to guard and protect it and teach it to all nations. And the gates of hell will not prevail against the church, he says. Even if that truth is obscured by bad leaders in the church, the truth remains and will never die and is worth giving your life for. What is the truth? Something is true which is handed on by Christ. If it contradicts Christ, it is an error. If it contradicts the tradition of the church, it is error. Period. What is the point of prophecy? To warn us. To have us reflect, are we on the right path? Are we following the Lord? Are we in his church? Are we listening and following his commandments? The church is getting ready to start a new year in Advent. At the secular new year, we reflect on activities and events of the past year. What have I done? What could I have done better? What are my resolutions for the new year? Here at the end of the year, the church before us, these terrible upheavals and persecutions in Scripture today, and really in real life with all that is going on inside and outside the church. Can we say we are ready to meet the Lord? Can we say our lives are secure, for we have persevered in the faith? Are we resolved to defend and live the faith? Think of the apostles who were no longer afraid after Pentecost, who went out into the public streets to proclaim Christ. Think of the early Christian martyrs who were willing to shed their blood for Christ rather than worship false gods and abandon Christ. Think of the modern-day martyrs who we don't hear about in the news, who are living their faith day in and day out, trying to live accordingly good and holy lives as revealed by Christ, and take the gospel to heart. At one point, the Lord asks, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? May the answer to that question be a resounding yes, by persevering no matter what. And Christ says, in perseverance, you will secure your lives.